June the 22nd. My dearest Barbara Alexeyevna, I have to tell you that a sad event has happened in this house, an event to excite one's utmost pity. This morning, about 5 o'clock, one of Gorshkov's children died of scarlatina, or something of the kind. I have been to pay the parents a visit of condolence, and found them living in the direst poverty and disorder. Nor is that surprising, seeing that the family lives in a single room, with only a screen to divide it for decency's sake. Already the coffin was standing in their midst, a plain but decent shell which had been bought ready-made. The child, they told me, had been a boy of 9 and full of promise. What a pitiful spectacle! Though not weeping, the mother, poor woman, looked broken with grief. After all, to have one burden the less on their shoulders may prove a relief, though there are still 2 children left, a babe at the breast and a little girl of 6. How painful to see these suffering children, and to be unable to help them! The father, clad in an old, dirty frock-coat, was seated on a dilapidated chair. Down his cheeks there were coursing tears, though less through grief than owing to a long-standing affliction of the eyes. He was so thin, too. Always he reddens in the face when he is addressed, and becomes too confused to answer. A little girl, his daughter, was leaning against the coffin, her face looking so worn and thoughtful, poor mite. Do you know, I cannot bear to see a child look thoughtful. On the floor there lay a rag doll, but she was not playing with it, as, motionless, she stood there with her finger to her lips. Even a bonbon which the landlady had given her she was not eating. Is it not all sad, sad, Barbara? Makar Dievushkin.